Get this splat. It's a unicorn.
Yeah. It's the 420 episode of Splat Unicorn Podcast. Kick up your feet. Have a seat. Enjoy this stream of Splat Unicorn Podcast. It's the 420 episode. We're getting high and having a blast. Yeah. Smoking grass. Let's laugh. Unicorn 420 episode podcast. Kicks ass at the Splat Unicorn 420 episode podcast. It's badass. It's Splat Unicorn 420 episode.
Enjoy, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Yeah. What are you doing? It's the... Yes, right.
Peace and love.
That's right.
And the holy smoke above. Enjoy the episode, everybody.
Hey. How are my horny horses?
Your blunts and your balls.
What a playoff.
And your bowls and your gums. And enjoy the 420 episode. 420 episode.
That's right, everybody. It's our third. Our third annual 420 episode. Welcome, everybody. That's right, a little different intro for the 420 episode. Coming at you live. Not live, but it is 420. At least you'll be hearing this on 420. And this is an episode I do every year. It doesn't matter if it's during a regular or whatever. It's our third, I believe it's our third annual 420 episode, and we're here to talk about, it's probably not going to be a long episode, but I like to drop in on 420, smoke a little doober, get high with everybody. So everybody, scooch up your chairs, your bar stools, your exercise balls, if you still sit on those at your desk. And let's have a little good time here for a few minutes, for a short time. And let's just get high. Let's talk about marijuana. Let's play some marijuana songs that we have written, or we have out, that I have out. And we'll do our annual marijuana story from the Bible. We're going to talk about politics today. We're not going to talk about how they're screaming death to America and we are Hamas in New York City. No, we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about the Trump trial. And how ridiculous that is. We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about how Joe Biden's uncle was eaten by cannibals. Legend has it, Corn Pop took their souls. I'm going to talk about work. We're not even going to talk about the problems in your life. We're not going to talk about the relationship that fucked up or a divorce that you had or this or that. No, 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 no. We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about climate change. We're not going to talk about how somebody did this and somebody shot somebody. No, we're not going to talk about that today. No. We are here strictly for the marijuana. In this 420, Eric, he's been on the show before, Eric Thomas. He lives in Ohio now. They are legalized in marijuana there. So, can't wait to visit and see the Snoop Room. Sorry, this is a weed episode. I have to be smoking somewhere. So I'm smoking somewhere. That's right. But folks, we're here. If you're new to the show, we promote marijuana here. Natural drugs, if you want to call them drugs. I call them medicines, the mushrooms, the weed. But today it's about the weed. When there's a mushroom day, we'll talk about the mushrooms. That's a lot. That's every day. I'm about to head out to the Green Room 420 blowout. I don't know what you call it, blowout. So go up there, 13201 Palm Springs Road, Mr. Nice Guy's Green Room. So I'm going to be heading there. Then I have to go to a friend had passed away. I hate to bring it down on 420 episode, but then I have to go do a memorial after that. I don't know if that should be cheering. I don't know what to do on that. I get uncomfortable in these situations. But we are going to stop by the Mr. Nice Guy's Green Room before all that. Because it is 420. Pop in. Say hi. Pop out. So here we are, folks. If you're going to Germany for Oktoberfest, they're no longer letting you smoke the grass out in public. See, I think that's what it's going to come down to with the legalization of marijuana, is that it's great for stuff like the Green Room or places like this or the dispensaries and that, but I think they're going to have to treat it, doing it in public around kids and that, maybe we shouldn't be doing. I think they're going to end up just treating, and the problem is we as stoners, we're fucking stupid, right? We do, oh, it's legal. Would you smoke it anywhere? And then we're out in fucking public just smoking it anywhere, and then that's going to lead to, like, alcohol shit, right? You're going to get a ticket for smoking in public. When you guys could just nonchalantly smoke it somewhere in the woods or something, but you guys are doing it in the streets, this and that. So what's going to happen is, just like there's going to be bars, there's going to be little smoke sessions, places to smoke, right? I'd love to open up a spot just to hang out and smoke and call it Smoke Sesh. I'm sure there is one already, though. All right. Every idea I got, it's already been done. But that's okay. Keep thinking. Keep coming up with ideas. We're not going to edit out the coughs today because it is 420 and we all cough when we smoke weed. So fuck that. Deal with the coughing, bitches. My nose is a little runny again. I promise you I'm not a cokehead. I'm a marijuana. Not a Jane. Marijuana. Marijuana. So yeah, I think that's what's going to come down to. It's like public... what do you call it when you have a beer? Public intox? I guess that doesn't make sense. Open container, shit like that. So, yeah. And it's all our own fault because we're just taking advantage of it being legal, and now they have to make these laws. And hold on, Coco. All right, we got everything messed up here from the last episode. It was Darren's last episode or last day in Austin, so we got a little nutty. Some mess here, so excuse me while I keep picking things up and shit like that. But I hope you're going and doing something on 420. If not, you're sitting at home enjoying and blazing up, whether it be a bowl, a bong, dab-a-doos, I don't know what else is there, edibles. Whatever is your choice of consumption. Really? Is how you should live your life. And of course, you're going to get shamed for stuff. You know, like people are like, oh, you're joy, you smoke a flower? I'm a dabster. I could smoke way more than you. Shut up. Sit down. Shut the fuck up. I hate weed snobs, man. I hate them. Just fucking do it, man. Just fuck it. If it's got THC in it, in my fucking eyes, I have my preferences, of course, but in my eyes, I'm doing it. I'm taking it. I'm smoking it. I'm never snorted it. Although it might help my fucking runny ass nose. But see what I'm saying? Marijuana makes everything possible. It's a fucking, it's the tree of life. Yeah, that's how I believe it. It's the tree of a thousand uses, just like the Bible says. It's the tree of medicine. It's the tree that makes you feel good. The reason why we have criminalized it is because dum-dums, like pharmaceutical places, no, they won't make money from the fucking weed because it's, one, it'll be cheaper. Two, they can't make billions off of weed just giving it to you medicinally. I mean, it's not gonna, not like they can 300,000 pills that, you know, they get funding from and all this stuff. And this is bothering me. I'm gonna pause real quick, folks. All right, I'm back. I am back. Had to blow my nose. These fucking allergies are kicking. It's Texas. It's every week. It's every day. But we digress. It's 420. We're not complaining today. Smoke weed every day. But yeah. It's going to come down to that. It's, you know, how we have alcohol bars. We're going to have weed bars. I mean, we're already starting it. Look at the green room. You know, look at all these types of places. I'm sure there's more of that around here somewhere. And it's going to be like going to your local bar, except for it's going to be weed or maybe alcohol. You're probably going to have to get some permits. They might not permit you to have both because if you mix, then it gets weird. Not really sure how that works or how it would work, but I just hear a lot of people on TV or you know, I see a lot of clips on TikToks and the Facebooks and the socials, and I hear people complaining in the background, I can smell the weed, smelling the weed. But here we are, face to face, something something, the silver spoon. Oh, folks, but I think once we realize, once the government, wait a minute, let me rephrase that. The government fucking knows it could make money from marijuana, but they can make more money by selling you shit fucking, I know we're not talking politics, we're talking weed here. They make more money selling you pills and vaccines and shit that's not good for your body, because then it's going to produce cancer and then it's going to produce other problems where you're going to need other medications. So they make more money. That's what they're about, the green, not this kind of green. But the government fucking knows that a lot of our, we can go out of fucking national debt. We could have resources, full resources. We could climate change. We can shit on your climate change with marijuana. We can make clothes from hemp. We can make paper bags and things like this out of hemp. You can make things, anything out of hemp, except for electric cars. It's true. Can't do it. I've tried. But you understand what I'm saying? What I'm saying is if we just got our head out of our asses with fucking money, and we talked about, I don't know if it was the last episode or the episode before that or whatever, but we were talking about value of money, right? And that, what is a value? A value comes from your heart or something like that. A value of money, of currency is farce. It's false. It's a figment of our imagination to control how we live our lives. If we create currency, then we create jobs, then we create military, then we create this and that, and people fall in line because they want things that we've created to be worth something. So marijuana could be currency. I mean, marijuana, you can make dollar bills out of marijuana. You can make hemp, everything. Anything from this plant, you can fucking do. We choose not to because it doesn't make us the profit that pharmaceutical drugs or meth. I guess that's the exception because you can make that at home. No. Doesn't quite work that way, but marijuana, I say it every year, I say it all the time, I will push for this, I will go to prison for this, I will stand on this marijuana bush and die on that hill. I will die for every stoner. I'm like the Jesus Christ of marijuana. I'm dying for all your sins of marijuana smoke. But so for some of us, it's a way of life, right? Some of us, maybe you did it in college. For some of us, maybe you've never done it. Maybe you've never tried it because you've heard nothing but bad things. I'm going to kill my parents. I'm gonna start stabbing people. I'm going to start fucking. It's going to ruin my life. It's going to be a gateway to cocaine. It's going to be a gateway to acid and well, it is marijuana, but it's going to be a gateway to drugs, heroin, all that stuff. Meth. Is that what you call it? Yeah. That's why I can't get my cough medicines. But we're okay with taking pills as long as the doctor says, here, these are going to make you okay. And as long as we believe that, and go home and you take your Vicodins and your Percocets and your what the fuck evers, and next thing you know, you're addicted. You can't live without these pills. You can't function without these pills. But marijuana, someone told me, you smoke marijuana, you're addicted to it. I said, I'm not addicted to it. An addiction is something where I'm going to fucking withdraw from marijuana, which has never fucking happened to me. The argument, you're using the wrong words. Addicted to marijuana, I am not. Habitual marijuana smoker, I am. It's a habit. It's not a addiction. Addiction and a habit, folks, believe it or not, are two different fucking things. Sometimes they coexist. A lot of the times they coexist. But habitual, a habit, and an addiction. Addiction, you need it. You gotta fucking have it. And if you don't fucking have it, your bones are gonna ache. You're gonna throw up. That's an addiction where you fucking, that's all you fucking think about. A habit. You know, they say I'm addicted to cigarettes. Well, it's a nasty habit. But which is it? Is it an addiction or is it a habit? Is it just because you're taking it to the mouth, you know, fucking smoking cigarettes all the time? Is that the fucking thing? Or are you addicted to it? Can you not live without it? Can you fuck it? Does it make you sick? You understand? Marijuana is an habitual drug. I'll give you that. Habit. It's out of habit. It makes you feel better. It's just like your silly little pills. Just like your silly little pills. Yes, as long as you take this, you'll feel better. But if you smoke marijuana to feel better all the time, you're an addict, you're a habitual fucking smoker, you're a this, you're a stoner, you're a that. Well, while we are just habitual users, the government and the pharmaceutical big farm, we'll call them, they are creating addicts. See the difference? We've put a stigma on marijuana for so long because it's a class one fucking drug. And that's ridiculous because it's the least kind of drug, if you want to call it a drug. I like to call it medicine. But if you want to, it's ridiculous. And the fact that the federal government, because they make more money busting people. I mean, recently, since Donald Trump became president, no one's raided any dispensaries federally. No one's ever, I think the last person was Obama. Obama, the savior of all saviors. I am black president. You're only half. Shut the fuck up and sit down. I think Obama was the last guy to raid, and he's supposed to be the cool dude, man. I smoked marijuana in college, dude. Me and Michelle were like totally smoking. So I'm cool. You can see the pictures on the internet of me smoking because I'm Obama. And then he goes and raids the fucking dispensaries. What in the entire fuck, folks? What are you guys doing out there? We're not getting political. We're getting stupid. But this is how the government is treating the marijuana thing. It's like the prohibition in back in the day when you couldn't make, you know, you couldn't have alcohol. Could you think about that for a minute? Let's think about that. Imagine you're not being able, the sober people and the people don't drink. Shut the fuck up. This isn't about you then, because you don't know how it feels what I'm about to say. Or you do. Actually, don't shut the fuck up. You understand what I'm saying. So imagine a world with no alcohol and you've just been drinking your whole life. And they say you can't drink alcohol here. You can't have it in your house. You will be federally, you'll be a felony. That's how marijuana people are. But you guys are okay with drinking and driving and going to the fucking bar and doing shots. But when it comes to marijuana, ooh, it's the devil's lettuce. It's the devil's lettuce, and you can't smoke it because it makes you do unspeakable acts. Oh, my God, Jesus Christ, says it in the Bible. Actually, he doesn't. He tells many stories of marijuana. They were just misinterpreted wrong. Now, let me tell you a story. We do this every year. And this story is about two brothers, right? Everybody, get your little ear up on your speakers or your headphones, and let's have a little story time for 420, the super 420 story time that we do every year. And this is about two brothers, Cain and Abel. And Cain and Abel were so close, they were like brothers. Because they were. And they worked the farm. They worked the farm together, played around like the same girls. And then they discovered they liked to smoke marijuana. And they smoked marijuana together. and smoked it and smoked it. And they were plowing the fields of marijuana where Abraham told them to go out and plow some shit. So they did. And Cain and Abel, as they grew up together, they were almost like twins, almost like Siamese twins. They could think each other's thoughts. They could finish each other's sentences. They'd go out to play with their rocks and their slingshots, smoking the marijuana without Abraham even knowing. Because if he knew one of his children were doing the marijuanas, he would have to sacrifice them to God on a stone slab up in the mountains. But I digress. They didn't want that to happen. They didn't want the Lord or God to look on them and their lifestyle of the marijuanas. No, they hid it. They hunted it. They had their own little garden that Abraham and Ruth, I think, couldn't fucking see it. And one day, Cain was going out to find, I might have this backwards, but this is how I remember it, folks. Cain was going to their little spot, their little smoking spot, where he had a little stash. It wasn't harvest season yet. They're down by the stream, under the little rock that he hid his little stash. A big old jar of stash. He had some good shit. He had some shit going on. When he went down there, to his demise, his stash was gone. And Cain thought to himself, well, what could have happened? Could an animal came and got my marijuana? What could have happened to my marijuanas that I hid under this rock, oh, but so many days ago? That the Lord is punishing me for smoking the marijuanas and took it from me? I don't know, thought Cain. And then as he was skipping rocks across the stream, wondering and thinking, because he couldn't think too much because he didn't have his marijuanas. And I'm only saying that marijuana is because that's what they called it back then. They didn't have a real name. That, you know, they call it buds or KBs or the Darth Vader's taint. They just called it marijuanas. And that's how I will refer to it in this history lesson of marijuanas. But as Cain was skipping rocks across that stream, trying to think as hard as he could without being on the marijuanas because it has wore off some from the night before. But he hasn't seen his brother all day. And this morning at breakfast, his brother was eating a little extra. But that didn't cross the mind of Cain and his loving brother, his damn near twin brother. He never would think that his brother, Abel, would do such a thing because he always shared his stash with his loving, almost damn near twin brother. They were the closest. I cannot stress that much. So that was the furthest from Cain's mind. And he's skipping the rocks, and he looks down, and he sees Nike slider imprints. They weren't Nikes then. They were Schmikes. And his Schmikey shandles, sliders. And he knew there was only one guy that had those Schmikey sandals, sliders. And that was his brother, Abel. And it hit him like a fucking ton of bricks. His heartbeat was racing. His lungs got tight. The gravity got so heavy in his mind that all he could express was fucking rage. And why was he raging out? Because he didn't have the marijuanas to calm him down. And as his rage filled with throwing of rocks and ripping out trees and kicking fish in the water, Kane knew what he had to do on that misty, foggy morning. He knew that he had to find his loving brother, damn near twin brother, and murder him. And as he ran in rage, ripping out things and punching nature on his way to find his brother Abel, because he knew that Abel had smoked his stash and he wouldn't be able to smoke for another 3 months until the August harvest, until the planting of the seed ceremony they would have. But not this time. They would not have a fun-filled summer. No, no, no. Kane's rage of murder must go on. And as he ran across the field, crying, "Abel, I'm going to kill you." Sweating, crying in anger, running faster. Rage is just building up in Kane's soul because that's all he can think about is murder. And he sees Abel plowing from across the field and he darts over there like Usain Bolt on fucking cocaine. And when he gets to him, he picks up a rock and he looks at him. "Am I my brother's keeper?" And Abel goes, "Shit, man. That ain't me, man. I'm not hooked on the pipe, man. Come on, man. Come on, Kane. It ain't, come on, don't do that. Am I my brother's keeper? Come on, man. Come on, man. We've been in this together since the beginning, man. We're loving brothers. We're damn near twin brothers, man. Don't do this to me. Am I my brother's keeper?" "Come on, man. Put the rock down, man. Put the rock down, Kane. Don't do this, man. Don't do this. Am I? I'll ask you one more fucking time, boy. Am I my brother's keeper?" "Yeah, Kane, you're my brother. You're my keeper. What the fuck are we doing here?" "No! I told you I was gonna kill you. You don't take my stash, Abel. Fuck. God, what am I gonna do? I need the marijuanas. I forgot to ask him about where the marijuana was before I killed him. Maybe he smoked it all. Fuck. It's nowhere to be found in here. Shit. I can't have the marijuana.
Smoke weed every day.
And that is the story. That is the story of Cain and Abel, as I remember it. I don't know what your book of James, King James, LeBron James says, but that's how the story ended. He killed Abel, forgot to ask Abel where the stash was, or if he even had the stash. I mean, these are lessons in this story, folks. Story is trust no one, not even your brother, not even your loving brother that's almost a twin that's your brother. Even I can't stand myself right now. But that is our third annual story from the marijuana story from your Bible, my Bible, the marijuana Bible, the Schmeibel. And thank you for listening, folks, for that story. I believe the first year we had the beginning, Genesis, and then last year, I believe, was Noah's Ark. Go back and check those episodes out. Out? Well, what day was it on, Splat? Probably don't even smoke the marijuanas, do you? Do you? Do you, you motherfucker? Oh, folks, what are we going to do with ourselves? What are we going to do with ourselves? Well, I can play you some marijuana songs, I suppose. We have a little time to kill here. Get the ashes to ashes. That way I can fire up this doobie. We'll take a little music break here, if you will. It's kind of funny to say. We'll take a little break. If everything would stop popping up so many notifications. I'm sure I've played these on here before, but we'll start. Let's start with Smoking Bowls. Be right back. I'm gonna fire up this doobie. Fuck that, I'll leave it on.
Yeah, bitches.
Let's do it.
Smoke.
Everybody fire one up.
What's a cherry glow?
Even though I'm smoking a cone.
I guess you could sing it that part too.
Smoke a cone.
Happy 420, everybody. Cheers. I'm not ending the show. I'm just... We're gonna end the show with the song Mary Jane that I wrote. Yeah. We're just celebrating. There for you. Oh shit, folks, that's funny. A little out of tune, but hey, what are you gonna do? Oh fuck. Of course, then we have the classic. Where's the holy smoking? That's an oldie but a goldie. Oldie but a goldie. You guys having fun on this episode? This is just a fun for a free for all episode of Who Gives a Fuck. Okay, well, there's that.
this song is. I thought I wrote Holy Smokes or something like that it was called. Huh. Well, fuck, folks. I can't seem to find it. I can't seem to find I didn't realize I wrote these many songs. Here we go. This is the first one I wrote. This one ain't great, but I think this is the first one I wrote for 420. First episode, maybe.
Yeah.
Cypress Hills in the house.
Something like that.
Since I was 10, I love smoking. When it was sad, it always left me with a fucking grin. Exhale, the holy smoke put wind in my cell. Other time got me moving like a fucking
tell the blazing up the holy smoke. Production was shittier.
So taking hits from the ball never hurt. All mankind could convert and not worry about pissing in a cup and work.
As I'm choking on the holy smoke.
Don't choke on the holy smoke. See, the holy smoke is an art form. The holy smoke gives you a break from the norm. Don't want silence, you want it loud. I smoke so much, I'm always on the number 9 cloud. Take a choke from the holy smoke.
That's right.
Take a choke, don't choke on the holy smoke. Take a choke on the holy smoke. Take a choke, don't choke on the holy motherfucking smoke.
That's right.
It's all days up. Everybody at one time. And always remember, motherfuckers. Remember this. Remember this for the rest of your fucking life. Get high. Stay fly. Peace and love and the holy smoke above.
That's right, bitches. 420 up in this piece. How we do. That's how we do it in the 512. So yeah, maybe we'll play you one more song and before we go, because I'm gonna wrap this up, because I told my story. I'm getting the fuck out and I'm gonna go get fucked up because I got places to be. Actually, it's gonna be a mixed emotions of a day today. But that's okay. We're going to celebrate life. We're going to get high. And that's how we do on the 512 if I didn't say that 300 fucking times. We did smoking bowls. All right, well. We'll do Mary Jane. Hopefully everybody's having a great 420. Hopefully you're smoking a bowl, ripping a bong, doing your dabby doos. Or whatever you do on 420. I hope you're doing it right. I hope you're doing it. Doing it to Mary Jane. I hope you're getting Mary Jane pregnant with your smoking rituals.
Mary Jane, I love you so.
So let's all have a good 420. I gave you a good 45 minutes of my time.
Let's smoke a bowl.
I guess I should have quit at 420. Yeah, let's blaze out on our way out.
Never make me feel like I'm alone inside.
That's my new saying. Let's blaze out on the way out.
Mary Jane.
But I just want to tell everybody, I just want to say to everybody out there, I love you guys. Thanks for listening to all the 420, all three 420 episodes every year. We're gonna keep this train going. Thanks for everybody listening out there, new and old. Everybody, happy 420. I'm going to Mr. Nice Guys, 13201 Palm Springs Road. We're having a blowout. We'll see you there. Everybody, stay high, stay fly. Peace and love and the holy smoke above.
Let's smoke alone. Let's smoke.
I'm out, bitches. Love you all.
You, I would never be the same.